Have you officially withdrawn your name for the Tennessee head football coaching position?
I got to check Twitter on that. I might be up for that job. You never know.
Man, that's something
My
else.
Tide went down, though.
They're looking for a team they're looking for a guy to turn them around. You might be the guy for the job.
I didn't know you were a Bama guy.
Well, you know, Paige is from Tuscaloosa, okay. So, you know, we've got family on the Alabama bandwagon. I've always had to. I'm a Cowboy guy first and foremost, but, you know, you got to have somebody else out there in the finals, especially when they go against OU, which hasn't been good for Alabama, but yeah.
Got to take that shot, right?
Yeah, got to take it.
Got to take that shot right there.
OU might get in that Final Four.
All I got to do is win.
Yeah.
That's easier said than done. I was checking out the preseason rankings tag.
Yeah.
12 of the 13 teams that are in 4A receiving votes. Do you foresee it being as wide open as maybe some of the coaches and media that cover 4A?
Yeah, I mean, I
just really know right
now. The situation is really, I was talking to Bubba, the head coach in Gillette, about a month ago at a tournament, and I said, what do you think about Laramie? And he said, I think they'll be good. And what do you think about Sheridan? I think they'll be good. And what about East? I think they'll be good. How about, do you think you guys will be good? Yeah, I think we'll be all right. You think Central will be good? Yeah, you'll be good. How about South? Yeah, South's going to be good. Pretty soon, I'm like, when you go around and you start doing that, you realize, man, it's going to be good basketball. It's going to be, you know, a situation where any given night somebody's could upset another, you know, somebody else. And so, you know, you're going to have to compete at a high level. You're going to have to stay healthy, and you're going to have some depth.
We talked, we saw how the split in Gillette affected football. How do you think it will affect basketball? Will it be that big of a gap, or do you think it'll be much more competitive?
You know, I think the situation with football was unique because so many of them, the older players left, which was bizarre, is strange. That wasn't the case in basketball. So you figure a lot of times when you have a split, the new high school takes a little time to develop those younger guys and get them into position. You know, that didn't happen with the football program, and it ended up kind of hurting both sides. But I think, you know, from the basketball standpoint, they return a bunch of good players, guys who are playing, you know, 2 years ago, last year, and then now are going to have senior years this year. So I really think that you know, there's a chance Thunder Basin could be good, but I do think that the Camels would be tough.
And one of the reasons that you're expected to be tough, obviously, is because you have so many players back from last season, guys that stepped into bigger roles, you know, than they had the previous season and that sort of thing. You know, how nice has that experience been? Have you just been kind of able to hit the ground running when you guys started practice on Monday?
I mean, it's so difficult, I think, to play with underclassmen. We had four guys that had to really, you know, shoulder the load for us last year, and you know, we had a good solid year, and we had a real opportunity to beat Kelly Walsh in the opening round of the state tournament. It was a legitimate opportunity there. We had some injuries last year, but those four juniors really had to be there night in and night out, and sometimes they were great and sometimes not as great, but they know what to expect now. And, you know, I think all four of them have a chance to have a great year. It's similar to where we were 2 years ago. You know, it's always nice to have a returning point guard. We had Dontell, you know, 2 years ago when we won it. We have Nico now. You know, we've got, you know, a scorer. We had, you know, Fraley coming back. And 2 years ago, we got Fraley coming back. Now we got Willie coming back, and Grant was coming back, and so you got very similar situation as what we had before. And Daniel Shumway, I think, you know, is another guy that we have coming back. That's just a tough guy, like Brock was. And so you just we have some similarities. We've gotten, you know, a boost by having some good young players. We have a big kid, a young kid, but a big kid that's, you know, going to be a force in this state for a long time, and he's going to have a chance to contribute. You know, and when you don't have to be the guy and you got four seniors around you, you know, I think all of those new players that are stepping in are going to have a chance to, you know, maximize their best skill rather than try to have to carry the load in all areas. Because we were talking about those four guys, I mean, they had to be the defensive stopper inside, the perimeter stopper, the, you know, the go-to guy offensively and all of that. And so I'm excited to have those seniors back, that's for sure.
You talk about guys maximizing their best skill. Do those best skills, how do they fit together in terms of forming a cohesive group, or do they all complement each other pretty well?
I think so. I mean, you know, last year we were young at all those levels, but everybody, you know, our JV struggled, but everybody that we're going to use from our JV has gotten, from last year's JV, has gotten a full year of JV experience. And so now they can quarter a little bit. And I think you're going to see our JV be a much stronger unit, our sophomore team be a stronger unit. That happens when you have those seniors. And, you know, we have a great young class coming in of ninth graders where we've got some guys that can make a jump. We've got a couple young kids and then the big kid. And so it'll be interesting. But, you know, I'm excited about what we have. And, you know, there's going to be some new faces who I think are really ready, you know, for a role. And they're going to have an opportunity to do it.
I always hate singling out, we're talking about high school kids, but you know, a guy that I've seen recently getting some notices is Willie Jones from colleges and lately. And you saw glimpses of that last couple of years with his ability to get to the basket. And, and when he was on, there was nobody in the state that could really stop him. What has he done to make himself even better, to get noticed a little bit more? What has he done during
He's a tremendously talented kid. You know, first of all, he's grown a little bit. And he's gotten a lot better shape, and he's gotten stronger in the weight room. You know, I heard you guys were talking about Lou Adams, and we went to a practice over there, and I went with him, and I said, Willie, that's got to be you. I mean, you've got the offensive side that I think maximizes maybe above Lou, but you got to have that toughness. You got to have that blue collar. You got to have that physicality. And he's kind of put that together. But I think most of all, and that I would mention on Willie, is he's taking care of business off the floor. He's doing a much better job in the classroom. He's, you know, grown up and matured. And all four of my seniors, and I go in there and look at their grades. I mean, we're talking about guys who are really getting the job done in the classroom, who are really leading on the floor and are trying to do the right thing every day. So it's very exciting to have those guys around. You know, Willie got dinged up a little bit over Thanksgiving, even though I told him, go home and put yourself in bubble wrap and I'll see you on Monday. He did not do that. So he twisted an ankle, and so he may not start out the season, may sit a game or two, but we know that what he can do, and he's probably worked the hardest of any player in terms of time in the gym.
You mentioned your big kid, and he's a freshman, and I'm curious on the returners coming back in the post around the state and how that can impact, you know, if they've had experience or not, and where, and I the names, and once you say his name, I'm going to remember it, but I'm curious how he fits into that and stacks up.
Lawson.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lawson is he's an interesting guy. I mean, I've gotten some calls and interest from him from Division I programs around the area already. And it's because you're talking about a kid who's only 14, and that's going to be the biggest, you know, challenge for him to overcome, is being such a young kid. But he has some skill. You know, he's 6'8", 6'9", you know, kind of pushing in that 6'10" when he's in his shoes. And so he's bigger than you know, most guys, 7-foot wingspan type of thing. And so a legitimate big guy that's going to have a body that, you know, high school kids don't run into very often. And, you know, he plays hard. He goes hard. He's a great kid. He's got a ton to learn. And we certainly don't want to put too much on his plate, because that's asking too much of a young kid. But he'll be a solid contributor for us on both ends, I think, and just being a factor, you know, inside. But I think as he develops and continues over the course of the next 4 years, you know, he's going to be a guy to watch big time.
Do you guys get enough practice time, you think, from the start of official practice till the games?
No.
You can never have enough, right?
No.
Never have enough practice, but yeah. I mean, legitimately, from the start where you can officially get on the floor as a team to your first game, which is next Thursday or Friday.
I mean, this is the deal, is we have to every guy has to be in practice every day, including Saturday and next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they can get 9. And that's what they have to have, and then they can play on Thursday. And, you know, it's tough, and there's a lot to put in. And, you know, I would love to, you know, they're going to extend the season just a few practices before Thanksgiving mm-hmm. next year, which I think is the right thing for our kids. It's one of the reasons why in not doing it, we have at Central had a kid hurt during that week where they should have been in an official practice 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And Willie this year, Jessen, and Brock, you know, 2 years ago. So I prefer them to be in a structured practice and situation as the season is getting so close and they're playing high school basketball around the country. It's hard for a guy who's a diehard basketball player to not be in the gym and try to play, and a lot of times they're getting hurt.
But you guys have a great summer program. I mean, are these guys all into? I mean, are they?
Yeah, we've worked very, very hard in the off season. We've had a lot of different guys in the mix, and I think that's been good for us. And, you know, we've played some this fall, and so we've done an awful lot from the end of last year to the beginning of this year. We have a pretty good feel for one another, and so I think we're ready, you know, to take the floor and put a mark on the wall, but we're nowhere near where we would really like to be going into your, you know, your opener.
You know, looking at your coaching staff there, I mean, you've got guys like, you know, Kevin Cates and Randy Philbin who've been assistants for a long time in this city. You've got former head coaches in John Will and Casey Motes on your staff. You know, you don't do anything without deliberate intent. You know, what kind of went into that philosophy of having guys who, you know, have been around the block more than a time or two, guys that probably, you know, in Randy and Kevin, they could be head coaches elsewhere more than
no
likely.
No question.
I mean, you know, what kind of thought went into building the staff the way you did?
Well, I mean, it's evolved, you know, really, Jeremiah, and we've been very fortunate in having those guys, and now we're in a situation with Casey, you know, teaching in the building and Kevin teaching in the building where there's three of us. And it's such an advantage. I mean, we're talking to kids every day about their grades and about their approach and about their work ethic and about the weight room. And, you know, you got an opportunity with those three guys to, you know, us three guys to do it. But then from the outside, we bring in two guys with a ton of experience, you know, and you've got Casey's got a college experience, but so does John. And John's got the head coaching experience. And Randy's got 20 years of experience. And, you know, it's just we're very fortunate to have that kind of group. And I think the kids are lucky. And it's helped us, you know, speed up the progress of our program. And you know, hopefully we're going to see some great results this year on that.
You'll be up in Gillette for their tournament up there next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to get the season going, and then you'll have another tournament after the weekend after that, and then beginning of the new year, you'll be here in Cheyenne. Finally get to see you. It'll be great.
I'm excited about it. I want to mention, too, volunteer assistant Mike Novick, and Mike and Randy both played at Central, and so all of those guys have been awesome. I appreciate what they do, and you know, we're excited to get out there and get it going, and we do have a game actually in town before Christmas. We play Ralston Valley on a Tuesday night, so we're up in Gillette. We go down to Greeley, and then we've got like the 19th, a Tuesday night against Ralston Valley at home, so I'm excited about that. And kind of, you know, the one thing about Central High School basketball is we got our fans behind us and our student body behind us, so it's fun to play at home.
Outstanding. Tag, thank you so much, and we'll see you.
All right, guys, thanks for having me.
That's Central boys basketball coach Tag Lane. We do need to take a time.